Well, my lovelies, what do you think of our new humble abode? Yes, I do think this castle will do quite nicely for our purposes. I just hope we don't run into any trouble with those villagers nearby. Humans can be so difficult. Yes. I have prepared my room to my liking. Everybody comfortable here? Good. Well, let's get settled. Rizesh, darling, will you, please prepare us some sort of nice feast, I think. We need to settle in and make plans. If we're going to be staying here for a while, we best get comfortable. How does that sound? There's a good girl. I appreciate you. All right. Let's start with some business before our meal, I suppose. Vorad, would you come with me? Yes, darling. We need to discuss your strategy for managing the villagers. Here, come. Let's go to my bedchamber and discuss. I'm going to need you to go do some intel on the village. I'm sure that they are aware of our arrival, for we're not exactly subtle. Yes. Yes, that's a good idea. Ah, that would be lovely. Try and be back before dinner, would you? Excellent, darling. Good luck. Rizesh, my darling, I did not realize the potential of this place. You have made magnificent steps to make it quite glorious. I am pleased. Ah, such a good darling. Everybody, all of you, I just want you to know, I'm so proud of you all. Yes, this does feel a bit like home. Oh, I think I could get used to it here. And have you seen the views outside this castle? I can't believe it was just abandoned. Do we know who was here before us? It's been abandoned for a while, yes. But it's still in such good shape. Oh, Vorad, you're back. Yes, come. Let's discuss. So, what can you tell me about the villagers? That is bad news, I suppose. Wait, you heard what? Do they think we're gods? They think we're devils. How dare they? I mean, the wings and the horns and all, but come on. Ugh. A sacrifice? Who did you hear that from? Ooh, well, yes. News at the pub would be probably the most accurate. You heard it from the local gossip? Oh dear. The townsfolk are quite nervous. I mean, I do like that they're afraid a little bit, I suppose. We can lord that over them, but it always causes such problems. You heard they're going to bring me a sacrifice. A human sacrifice? What on earth would I do with a bloody human? Oh, goodness. No, you've done a great job, darling. You've done such a good job. I really appreciate you and what you provide for us. Yes. Was there anything else I should know? Wow, they're coming tonight, you say? No time like the present. Gosh, humans are little Budinskis, aren't they? Just poking their tiny little faces with their tiny little nose where it doesn't belong. You know, if they were a little more patient, they may realize we could be very good neighbors. Isn't that right, Vorad? Yes. All right, well, if they're coming tonight, we might as well put on a production. Don't you think? Yes, I think so too. All right, let's go prepare for dinner, shall we? Rajesh, the smells that are coming from the kitchen are tremendous. Oh, you always do amazing. Even with such short time, I don't know how you do it. A little magic, perhaps? Ah, Vittoria, darling, tremendous. Won't you sit by my side tonight at dinner? Yes, your beauty is almost unrivaled. I wasn't fishing, but I appreciate the words. Yes, sit by my side. I want my whole panel for this people who are coming. Oh, I forgot to mention, there are people coming tonight, everybody, so prepare yourselves for whatever stench the humans bring along. Yes, apparently they're going to try and sacrifice somebody to us. Can you believe that? No, Vora did it. Yes, he's quite good. All right, let's settle in and just get ready. I want everybody to be looking their very best and most presentable and most domineering. Very good, yes. All right. This roast is tremendous. Everything has been delicious. I am very satisfied. Yes. Oh, I don't think I could possibly eat anything else. Oh, what's that? Our scouts see that the villagers are approaching. Good, perfect timing. Ah, I always prefer an audience after I've eaten. Yes, it's much better than when I'm hungry. All right, well, let them in when they arrive. Don't be too friendly, though. I think they're gonna be a problem. Hello. Local villagers, you say? Who dares approach me, Nessayara, queen of the succubi, matron to all incubi? You? Oh! He's a bold one, isn't he? Oh, my word. And you call yourself the leader? Ah. Sir, I recommend you heed your tone if you have any value in this thing that you call life. You storm into my castle with that attitude. I thought you came to make peace, actually. Oh, really? And what makes you think I would want any sacrifice you had to offer? Huh. Who is this? You brought... What is he, a child? Recently 18. You brought this man to sacrifice. Look at the poor thing. Why? You heard we liked virgin sacrifices. Interesting. Look at how your sacrifice blushes. Have you abused this boy? Let me examine him. He's a little scrawny, isn't he? What is he supposed to do for us? You think I'm going to kill him? Oh, well, yes, that would be the term sacrifice. I don't understand. Boy, come here. Stand straight. Do not be afraid. Let me examine you. Look at this foppish, blondish hair. I'm going to touch you. Try not to move. Scrawny yet scrappy. He's got good muscle tone. Have they abused you? Don't look at him. Look at me. You're mine now. You understand that, right? Speak, boy. Good. All right, you foul human. I will take your sacrifice. only because you believe that you are under some sort of doom? Yes, I will take this sacrifice. In exchange for leaving you alone. That is a two-way street, by the way. Do not displease me. If your people so much as look at us the wrong way, I will change my mind. I know that this is a modest sacrifice, but it's probably the best you can do, isn't it? Yes, that's what I thought. Next time you present yourself to someone as powerful as me, I would recommend a little humility. Do you understand, human? Good. All right, away with you. Risman, take the sacrifice to my bedchamber, would you? Thank you, darling. Loren, what am I going to do with that young man? Did you see how scared he looked? But he looked even more scared when he thought I was going to leave him and make the humans take him back, didn't he? Did you notice that? And I don't know, there's something about him. I'm interested. Yes. I hate dealing with humans. So quick to sacrifice their own. Can you imagine? How barbaric. I'd best go check in on him, shouldn't I? Wish me luck, darling. Thank you. Young man, what are you doing? You weren't instructed on anything. Come. Come here. Stand before me. Yeah. I'm going to remove your bindings. I don't think they're necessary. You're not planning anything crazy, are you? I'm only joking. What could you possibly do to me? I mean, you look strong enough, but... Hello. All right. You don't have to flinch. Listen, look at me. Look into my face. Do not be afraid. I can sense your fear. I am not going to hurt you. I need you to nod. Good. You understand? I have no intent on hurting you. All right. Let me remove these bindings. You probably could have gotten out of those on your own, couldn't you? That leader of yours is kind of a simpleton? Yes, that's probably the kindest way to say it. He's all shout and bark, no real bite. Listen, I took you in because I have a sense that perhaps you don't have much of anybody else, do you? That's what I suspected. Well, let me have a proper look at you. Take off that tunic. Don't be shy now, you're mine. Okay. Well, like I said before, you're a little scrawny, but nothing a good couple meals won't fill out. Do you mind if I touch you? No? I know you're afraid, but like I said, I won't hurt you. I just want to feel you. You've got a nice back. Turn around. Yes. Okay. Well, we're going to have some options here for you. Yes. You have a very vital choice you're going to have to make for me, and it will determine your fate. It's all in your hands. I know it doesn't seem like it, but you have options, and I'm going to give them to you clearly. First off, do you have a name? Speak up, I didn't hear you. Caleb. Okay. Well, Caleb, you are now under the rule of me. I am the queen of succubi, mother to all incubi. I go by Nessayara. Try to stand up straight. It's unbecoming you looking at your feet constantly. And you may speak. You don't just have to nod. Okay, listen. Here are your options. Option number one. You may leave freely. I will even send somebody to protect you along the road if you choose to go back to the village. But know this. If you go back, it'll be at the displeasure of your people, I'm quite certain. And like I said, I perceive you don't really have anybody, do you? Nobody to take care of you. Nobody to take care of. Do you have any family? Died. I see. What have you been doing? Any job that will get you a hot meal? God, that's devastating. How do they not even just feed their own? All right. Option number two is I'm going to keep you as a pet, a plaything. We're going to call it a semi-slave for technical reasons. Yes. A well-kept slave. I could even grow to like you, I think. Look at those goosebumps rise on your flesh. Are you still afraid? Don't be. So, sweet little Caleb, what do you think you want? Do you want to go back to that hellhole? I assume it's a hellhole. Of people who don't appreciate you, who don't feed you? Or do you want to stay here and be mine? You may think on it, and you can change your mind if you find that you're not happy in this situation. I will not keep another soul against their will. That is not to my pleasure. Why don't you take off your pants and get comfortable? And I'm going to have a bath run for you. How does that sound? Yes, a hot bath. Who takes a cold bath? You haven't had a bath. You need one. Okay, let's go. Okay. Yes. Go ahead, get undressed. Oh, wow. Excuse me. I'm sorry I couldn't help. You are well endowed for a young thing, aren't you? Yes. Yeah, we had a bath drawn for you. Come, let's get you washed. I'm going to help. Yes, and a nice hot meal right after. Heck, you can eat in the tub if you want. All right, come with me. There. How does that feel? I bet it feels good on those sore muscles. That warm, hot water running over your body. I'm not so scary, am I? No. I want to take good care of you. I want to make those villagers rue the day that they sent you away as a sacrifice. I want them to feel jealousy towards your position. Yes. Okay. So what do you want? You want to stay? Okay. Are you willing to do what I tell you to? Good. Are you willing to accept me as your owner? Yes. Okay. Very good. Let's get you out of this tub, shall we? Going to rinse you off a little. There we are. Ugh. My oh my. You're standing at full attention, aren't you? Huh. Here I was thinking you were afraid of me, but sometimes I think fear and lust live quite close to each other. I don't want you to be afraid of me. I know my skin is different than yours. And my horns, perhaps, are something you're not used to seeing. But do you like the curve of my body? Ah, would you like to see more of it? You're blushing, but not answering. Yes, a nod will do right now. I'd like to take care of you further. What do you think of that? Oh, excellent. All right. Well, come with me. Here. Lie down on my bed. You know, not everybody gets to lay in the queen's bed. Well, not everybody. But anyway, yes. Lie down and relax. Very good. No, we're not going to cover that up. It's warm in here. I've got a fire going. Are you comfortable? Yes. Good. So I'm considering making you mine in a more intimate way. Your cock just twitched. Dead giveaway. I'm worried you're not ready for the full experience. So, I'd like to try an experiment on you. I want to test you. Perhaps prepare you so that you can be fully ready for me in the future, if you so desire. Yes. How do you feel about me touching you? Yes. You'd be more than welcome to touch me, too. You want to touch my wings? Sure. Oh no, I do feel them. Yes. And eventually, I could have them wrapped around you if you do so desire. Don't look nervous. I've heard it's quite pleasing, actually. And my tail? It can be quite sensitive depending on where you touch it. Oh, well, it's prehensile. Do you know what that means? It's like having another appendage for which I can touch you. Like this. Do you like that? Me rubbing it along your side, perhaps down your leg. It's weird. How dare you? Oh, no, I'm not angry. Calm down, I'm not mad. I'm just playing with you. How would you like it if I used my tongue on you? May I kiss you? Yes? Very good. Who knew humans could taste so good? I think I'd like to work my way down your body now. Would you like that? Yes. You smell so sweet from your bath. I just want to put my lips all over you. Kiss my way down these shoulders. Along your neck. Into your ear. Look at the goose flesh again. I like the rise I get out of you. Would you like me to continue? Very good. I'm going to use my hands too and rub them down your body. Ah, very good, human. And look at these nice nipples. Just begging for my tongue on them. Does that feel good? Yes? Good. Did you mind the little bit of teeth? It surprised you, I can tell. I didn't hurt you, did I? Are you okay? Okay, I'll continue down. If that's all right with you. Good. I want you to learn to trust me. I know it's too soon right now, but I'm going to prove myself to you, and I suspect you're going to prove a few things to me. I'm going to kiss along the plane of your stomach. Oh, I can hear your heart beating. It's just pounding. Have you never been this close to a woman before? I'm sure you've noticed my large breasts dragging down along your body as I work my way down. And how your big cock just happens to slide right between them when I kiss down your tummy. You like that? Good. I shall continue. And now to your hip. And your other hip. Oh, little ticklish there. As you get more comfortable, you won't squirm so much. I'll show you. And let me reach around and grab this ass of yours. Surprisingly plump. It's quite nice. All right. Well, dear Caleb, do you mind if I take you into my mouth? I know you've never had it before. Would you like it? How about I start with just my tongue? And a kiss to the tip. Oh, you are hard, aren't you? You want me to continue? Good. Shall I work my way down? Yes. Working down towards your balls. Oh my God, look at these balls. May I? Oh God, they taste so good. Yes. Oh, you're doing such a good job. Oh, you're gonna fit in nicely. Let me take in this other ball. Mmm. Oh, I love how your big cock feels resting against my face as I suckle at you. Oh, God, this cock is so nice. Do you think you're ready for me to take it in? Yes? All right. This is going to be an extreme experience for you, and I need you to remember to keep breathing and stay as tense as you'd like. All right. Let's start at the head again, shall we? First a kiss. And now you're going to feel my tongue doing little circles around the head of your cock. Oh. You like that? Good. And now I'm going to take you into my mouth. You're quite big. Let me see if I can get further down on you. Start nice and slow, in and out of my mouth. Very good. Very good. God, you're twitching like crazy. You feel like you're going to burst. All right, here, let me give you a kiss. Come here. Oh, God. Your tongue feels so good on mine. Don't hate me, but I enchanted you so you don't come too fast. Because now I am going to go down on you and I'm going to take you in deep. Are you ready? Okay. Ah, so good. Work along the side of your shaft. Get you nice and wet on either side. Drag my tongue right across these balls. You like that? I'm gonna try something with you. Do you trust me? All right. Let me get this finger nice and wet. And now I'm gonna take you into my mouth, and I'm going to just bear with me. I'm gonna push this finger right up into your asshole. As I take you in. Wow, you got really hard when I stuck my finger in you. Oh, you like it, don't you? Oh, so good. So good. Oh, God, your cock feels so good in my mouth. Oh, God, I'm gonna want you to burst for me, but hold on. Let's see how deep I can take you. Oh, Oh, I can feel you wanting to thrust. You may. Yeah. Do what feels right. Do what feels good to you. Oh, those sounds you are making are so good. You're doing such a good job. Does it feel good? When I suck on you? Oh, gently. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what I want you to do. Oh, shove it in my throat. Do not be afraid to grab my horns and take what's yours. Oh, you animal. Come here. Oh, you're going to come for me. I want you to come for me. I want you to come right down my throat. That's right, baby. That's right. Oh, yeah. Hump my face. Hump my face. Oh, come for me, baby. Come, come, come. That's it. That's it. Oh. Oh. Oh, what a good job. Oh, did that feel good? Oh, it came right down my throat and all over my face. Oh, do not be ashamed of that. It tastes so good. And you passed your first test. That was the first time you've come by the hand of a woman, wasn't it? Did you like it? Catch your breath for me. I think you're going to make a good slave. I think you could even be happy here. What do you think? The sounds you made. Come here, give me a kiss. Just so you know, that enchantment was only for your cum. Any feelings you have for me are your own. I would never force anything on you like that. Do you understand? Good. I think there's going to be much to discuss. But first, we've satisfied your body. You're nice and clean. And now I think it's time for some nourishment. What do you think? Are you ready to meet everybody? We can lie here a bit longer, yes. You do feel good in my arms. This day turned out better than I thought it was going to. That, in a large part, is because of you. Thank you for that. I needed the stress relief. All right, let's lay here a bit longer, but I heard your stomach growl, so we're going to have to go get some food in you. You do feel good. Ah, my little pet. Oh, that? Oh, my dear, that was just the beginning. There is so much more you're going to learn. If you decide to stay. Yeah? Very well.